Good afternoon, and welcome to the second segment of the Sandwich Generation Awareness Month's MDRT Talk Series. This is Steve Plewis, a 25-year MDRT member. I'm here today with Diane McCurdy, a 30-year member and author of the bestseller, How Much is Enough, to continue our discussion on the Sandwich Generation with some tips on how we can help our boomer clients who were caught in the sandwich situation better prepare financially and mentally for the challenges that present themselves.
That's right, Steve. Our boomer clients feel an immense amount of pressure to care for their parents because they were so good to them growing up. Not only do our boomers love their parents, but they feel they should take care of them. This pressure, it doesn't end with their parents. They also feel a need to provide the same support to their children. Most invested large sums of money for their children's education, but they have found the funding doesn't end there. So it's back to parenting and setting boundaries.
So, Diane, why does the funding not end there? What's different now? Why are parents suddenly feeling the need to support their adult children?
Well, first and foremost, the expectation of parents has increased a great deal since the boomer generation was growing up. The wealthier parents set the bar, meaning such things as, you know, family vacations just weren't measuring up unless the kids got to tag along with the parents, you know, to places like Mexico. Wherever the parents went, you know, the kids are, you know, they're usually following. The kids are having a hard time dealing with the thought of compromising. You know, they don't want to sacrifice nice vacations or a move into a house that's small or needing substantial renovations. They believe they should be moving into a house, you know, very similar to their parents, if not better. And the expectation is that the parents should help. Many kids, you know, kids aren't doing well financially, are coming home and they're staying home longer. And some kids are even moving back in their parents' homes and bringing their own children with them. The parents, you know, they want to have a good relationship with their children and the grandchildren, so the pressure grows. Parents are finding the expectation to babysit or help financially with the grandchildren has grown over the years. Children expect their parents, you know, to babysit while they're working, not realizing it's almost like another job, rather than the parents enjoying the grandchildren's company. It ultimately restricts parents' movement in retirement.
So as a baby boomer's advisor, how can we help our clients set limits with their children? I mean, we all know that our clients want to help out, but how do we show them what's reasonable and manageable and what's going too far?
Well, it's incredibly important for financial advisors to be able to look at their client's portfolio and tell them how much is doable financially without compromising their own finances, like their retirement savings. As their financial advisor, we must walk our clients through the numbers and help them set their own boundaries. Don't push them to adopt boundaries set by you. For example, if the parents have been financing something for the kids, encourage your client to give the children a time frame when the aid will stop. You know, being open and forthright is important. Remind them they can use the same strategy for time-oriented help such as babysitting. You know, maybe the parents are happy to babysit the grandchildren over the weekends, but it becomes too much, like another job, to be required to watch them throughout the week as well. You know, our clients could also help their children with chores and things that would normally require them to hire someone else. For instance, maybe their father is a handyman or is very good around the house. This will save their children money by not having to hire someone to take care of repairs. There are always ways our clients can pitch in to help, but don't require financial support.
This is great advice, Diane. So there really is an immense amount of pressure on the parents to continue to help their children because they love them and want to continue to see them do well.
You're exactly right, Steve. I also talk to my clients about using me as a stopgap. When their children want to borrow money and are putting pressure on them, my clients can say they need to talk to their financial advisor to ensure they have enough money allocated to give them. So even if my clients decide they still want to give money to their children, it gives them time to think about what is best, as opposed to being caught up in the emotion and the pressure and just saying yes right away when they shouldn't be. This also allows them to say they'd love to help, you know, but they just can't afford to.
Well, that's a great tactic. It definitely gives our clients a lot more options to consider. Well, Diane, it looks like we're just about out of time. Thanks so much for sharing with us today. Do you have any last words of advice to give our listeners before we wrap up?
Yes, I'll leave you with one last item of advice. It's extremely important for the advisor to give our clients projections to ensure they do not run out of money. That's our responsibility as a financial advisor. You know, it's not our responsibility to change our clients' minds, but we need to prepare them if they're going to end up supporting their children financially. It's been a pleasure to be here with you today, Steve.
Thanks, Diane. And thank you for listening. If you have an idea for an MDRT talk segment, email us at mdrt@gibbs-cell.com to get started. That's mdrt@gibbs-cell.com. Thanks again for listening.